that from the Old Testament. So bury me under the willow if you want. I'd rather be among the pines, sharing stories over whiskey and wine while you speak your truth and live your life. You say you come from nothing. I know I come from something hard to define. You tell me I am nothing. I'll tell you I am something of a ghost inside. This is my story. This is my song. This is my story. This is my song. This is my story, this is my song. This is my story.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
20. Thank you. bubbly. Yeah, and I take that bottle of champagne, go into the kitchen, stand in front of the kitchen window, and I take all my clothes off, take that bottle of champagne, and I pour it on my head, feel a cascade through my hair and across my chest, and the phone rings, and it's my mother. And she says, "Hi, honey, how's Boston?" And I stand there all alone on New Year's Eve, buck naked, drenched in champagne, looking at a bunch of strangers, looking at them, looking at me, looking at them, and I say, "I'm fine, Mom! How's Washington? Hey, the ice of Boston is budding and reflects no light midday or night, and I slip on every time. Hey, the ice of Boston is budding and reflects no light midday or night, and I slip on every I guess the party line is I followed you up here. Well, I don't know about that. Mainly because knowing about that would involve knowing about some pathetic, ridiculous, and absolutely true things about myself. I'd rather not admit to right now. I woke up at 3 a.m. with the radio on, that Gladys Knight and the Pip song on, about how she'd rather live in his world with him than live in her own world alone. And I laid there, head spinning, trying to fall asleep, and I thought to myself, "Oh, Gladys, girl, I love you, but oh!
Yeah! mine on, but then just as the drinks arrive, just as they play your favorite songs, your bladder disappears. No longer wind up like a spring before you had too much. Come back and focus again. The walls have been in shape. They got a Cheshire cat grin, all blurring into one. This place is on a mission. Before the night out, before the animal noises, closer get cameras. Before you come.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, 1 in 110 children is diagnosed with autism. That's a 600% increase in the last 20 years. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Girl, save you. Your rescue squad is too exhausted. And if you complain once more, you meet an army of me. And if you complain once more,
Florence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Listen, missions, I do work as a crack the monotone, chilling up the jazz, so get your own. Smoking R&B, cause they try to dupe me or the best of the back, but they can't do rap for it's abstract, original. You can't get your own, and that's pitiful. I know I'd be the man if I cold yank the plug on R&B, but I can't, and that's bug.
Thank you. fell into that hole in your life. You're not thinking about tomorrow, 'cause you were the same as me. Show.